studied all day yesterday, and I wrote notes and everything. Got it this morning. God changed every bit of it. Knows everything. Knows everything.
Glory, glory, glory.
Praise the Lord. I feel Him.
I have your way, Lord.
I feel you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
There ain't nothing in this world.
Thank you, Jesus.
As good as this.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, my brother.
Nothing any sweeter. Nothing any greater.
That's right, brother.
Than the love of God.
Amen.
God commended His love toward us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Thank you, Lord. Who am I that a king would lead and die for? Who am I that He would leave the glory world and leave His throne and leave the Father's side and come down to a world like this and give His life for somebody like me? Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Redeemer. Oh, what a Lord we serve that is good. Hallelujah. Stay with me a little while today. Matthew 22 and 41. And while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, what think ye of Christ? Whose son is he? What think ye of Christ? Whose son is he? I'd like to teach today just for a little while on Behold the Man. Behold the Man. As Jesus looked at them all gathered around Him, He looked them in the eyes.
Oh, bless Him, Lord.
Literally what He was saying was, what do you think about me?
Come on, brother.
Oh, God.
Bless Him, Lord. Bless Him, Lord. Come on, brother.
What do you think about me? Look me in the eyes and look me over. I'm God's only begotten Son, full of grace and truth.
Yes.
I came down, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. That whosoever would believe in Him, and I am the Him. Hallelujah, you would have eternal life if you would believe. Come on, Pharisees. You see me give sight back to the blind that could not see. You see the lame. I gave healing to the lame, and they were able to walk in a brand new life. The deaf that couldn't hear nothing, could never hear a little bird sing, never hear a little child talk to its daddy. I opened up the ears and they could hear. Praise be to the Lord. The blind could see. Look at me, Pharisees. What do you think about me? I still have healing in my hands, and I came to seek and not to save that which was lost. The lepers came to me. Lord, what a mess the lepers were in. The fingers would eat away, and their earlobes would eat away, their nose would eat away, their toes, their extremities would be eaten away. But when they cried out to me for mercy, I healed them and I made them whole. Well, praise be to the Lord. I even raised the dead. Is there anything too hard for me? All things are possible to him that believeth. What do you think about me, Pharisees? I raised up them that were down. I gave new light to those. Hallelujah. That sat in darkness, I became their light. What do you think about me? They ain't nobody like Jesus. Never a man spake like this man. He is the Son of God. He is the Son of Man. I didn't raise you on my hand. I know Him. I know Him. Praise be to the Lord. He put my life back together. When I was lost, He saved me. When I was a walking blind in sin, He opened up my blinded eyes. And now I can see. Oh, what a a Savior. Oh, what a Redeemer that we serve. He opened my eyes. He changed my heart. He saved me when I was lost. What do you think about me, Pharisees? There ain't nobody can do you like Jesus. Nobody, hallelujah, can touch you like he can. There's life in him. He is the resurrection, and he is the life. He's the hope of all mankind. He's a forgiver of men's sins. He is a changer. Hallelujah. He'll convert you, and he'll turn your life all around. He'll lift you up. Oh, glory to God. He'll give you a brand new outlook on life. I tell you, he'll put his joy and his peace on the inside of your soul. Nobody like Jesus. Nobody like him.
Come on, bro. Bless
you. How many wants him?
Glory to God.
How many's got him? Lord. You know, the only shadow that you got him living down in your heart.
Yes,
hallelujah. Come on, Jesus.
Bless him, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory. Come into my heart, sweet Lamb of God. Come in my heart. I want to know you. I want to really know you in the pardon and the remission of sins.
Yes.
I want to know you and feel you in that new birth. I want to know what a Christian life is like. I want that peace and that joy of salvation in my heart. Turn my life around, Lord, and fill it with your love. Raise your hand. I've got the Lord right there. I want to feel his love. I want that experience in my heart. I want to know that he's real and I can feel his divine love. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, Jesus said, come unto me and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. Can I tell you here today, there's no peace outside of Jesus. There's no hope outside of those doors. There's no peace in all of these homes all around here because they don't have Jesus. But there is hope, and there's everlasting life in him.
Amen.
Glory, glory, glory.
Come on, yes, come on.
Have your way, Lord. Glory to God.
Picking back up where we left off last Sunday, I want to ask you, what does Jesus really mean to you?
That's right. Come on, bro.
Do you know him?
Glory, hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Do you know all that he's done for you?
Bless
you. Do you know you are in his heart here today, and he's concerned
right.
about you?
Come on. Glory to God. Bless him, Lord.
He's concerned about your soul.
Right.
Jesus is concerned about your future. He's concerned about your eternal welfare. He's concerned about where you're headed to spend eternity. Oh God. Oh God. Where are you going to go when you die?
Come on, brother.
Oh, Lord. No wonder Jesus said you must be born again. Nobody can enter into the kingdom of God, into the kingdom of heaven, except you be born again of the water and of the Spirit. Except you repent, you shall die in your sins. How many wants to say, I want it to be well with me, brother Tommy. I want it to be well with my soul when I leave this world behind me. I'm telling you, this world is a bridge that you're crossing over. We're making tracks, come on, in the sands of time, and we are headed into eternity. You're either going to one end of the bridge or the other. I'm telling you, it's heaven above, or it'll be hell beneath. My Lord, there ain't no such thing as a purgatory, and no such place place as a holy place. The Lord, the fathers, and all of this in the Catholic Church, they say we can absolve you of your sins. You bring me $100 or $1,000 and I'll pray for your loved one and bring them out of purgatory. I'm telling you, as you leave this world and you close your eyes in death, you're going to open them up in eternity. It'll either be hell beneath or it'll be heaven above. Look, oh, hey, Lord, hell is real. And the Bible said in Isaiah 14, it said, hell hath enlarged herself and opened up her mouth without measure, and many are going therein. The rich and the famous and the unsaved and the backslider is a going right into hell. The only thing that will keep you out of that place is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. He's the only one that will rescue you from that awful place and keep you out of it. Raise your other hand and say, I want heaven to be my home.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Come on, brother. Bless him, Lord. Bless him, Lord. Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
Ezekiel said, hell is located in the nether parts of the earth. Brother Terry, my dad's told me over and over and over before he died. We got active volcanoes now everywhere, all over the globe. Those that's been silent and asleep, they say, for hundreds and even thousands of years are beginning to rumble and begin to make the needle on the Richter scale go like this. They're a rumbling from deep within. Oh, God. He said, son, he said, I believe because the Bible said how hell hath enlarged herself and opened up its mouth without measure. When that lava comes out of that volcano, it's over 2,000 degrees hot. So hot that it melts the rocks and turns them into liquid. And when it spews the dust. Oh God, far into the air, oh Lord of heaven. I don't want to go to that place, my Lord, my God. Ezekiel said, hell is located in the nether parts of this earth. Look it up. It means the very lower regions of this earth. While I'm here, Jason, I'm teaching and I'm preaching. Hell is rumbling underneath of my feet. Oh, God, it's a rumbling right in the lower regions of this earth. God created a hell with fire and with brimstone, and he made it for the devil and his angels. God never made it for you and I. Feel the Lord. Raise your other hand. You're here today, and the Lord never made hell for you. He made it for the devil and his angels. And if you go there, it's because you reject the cross of Jesus. Hallelujah, the sacrifice of God and the blood of the Lamb. You reject the salvation and the price that Jesus paid for you on the cross. He died that you could live. Hey, God of Ahia. Hey, Lord, he paid the price and the penalty of sin to rescue you from that awful place.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, preach.
And glory to God. Glory to God. Come on, brother.
Yes, Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
Help him, Lord.
Glory. Glory, glory.
Shut the upper plant. You remember Jerry Ryder? You do. He worked on the ambulance, paramedic, before he came to the plant. He said, Tommy, he said, I've had some experiences out there.
Bless the Lord.
He said, I got a call. He said, we went running down there to the address, standing outside waving us in. Parents of a little 17-year-old girl. He said, Tommy, see, she was beautiful. The beautiful long blonde hair and the prettiest blue eyes you can ever see. So we had her equipment run in there and said she was a laying thrashing in that bed, kicking the covers off. So yeah, I'm in the fire. I'm in the fire. Get me out of this fire. The fires are coming up on my legs. Said I stood right there and I witnessed it. That's I witnessed that 17-year-old girl breathe her last breath. I said, I'm going into the flames. My feet and my legs are on fire. Pull me out of this fire. Pull me out, preacher, of this fire. I want you to know that hell is real. Oh, Jesus said, hell from beneath you. He said, there is only one way to the pearly gates. And he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Raise your little hand. Jesus is the way. He's the way out of heaven. He said, broad is the way, and wide is the gate that leadeth to destruction. And many there be there that go in thereat. I'm telling you, as I'm a preaching here today, people are making 100 miles an hour on the highway to hell. And Lord God, the druggies and the alcoholics and the lovers of pleasures and the insane and the backslider, it's on the right road out of destruction, and they're going in a parade.
Amen. Come on, brother. Glory to God. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way here today. Oh, God. Blessed is the name of the Lord, my God.
You know why you're in this service today?
Come on, brother. Come on.
God brought you here.
Amen. You're right.
You know why that you've got a desire in your heart to come here to Good Shepherd Holiness? Jesus is leading you here.
Hallelujah.
He's putting something right here in your little soul, pulling you, saying, I love you. I care about you. I'm drawing you where you can hear my gospel. I'm a drawing you that I can show you my love. Holy, holy. That's the reason that you're here.
Thank you, Lord. Come on.
Jesus.
Oh, God. Have your way, Lord.
John the Baptist came preaching.
Thank you, Jesus.
He said, except you repent,
thank you, Jesus,
you shall die in your sins. Repent.
Hallelujah.
Repent of your sins. Tell Jesus you're sorry. I want to turn around, Lord, in my life, and I want to go your way. I want to give you my whole heart. I feel him. I want to go your way, Jesus. I want you as my Savior. The world will pull me down. The world will pull me down. It'll take me right to the bottom. Holy Lord, Holy Lord. Jesus said, take heed lest you end up in that awful place of torment where the fire is never quenched. Where the worm dieth not. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Listen, the weeping of the tears in hell will be for the class of people that had a chance. They heard the call. Jesus dealt with them, pulled on them, convicted them. They turned the altar call down and walked away. And the tears are from a heart that said, I had a chance. I can't believe I forfeited it. I can't come back. I can't come back to another altar call. I can't pray. I'll never have another altar service. I'll never have another chance to pray. Listen, when the gates of hell close behind your back, shut up, and they make it loud enough. When the gates of hell close behind your back, they ain't no way coming out. It's forever and eternity. And John the Revelator, Jesus told him, he said, the smoke of their torment shall rise up forever and forever. The weeping is that you forfeited your chance and you cannot get it back. You know what you had on. You know what you need to do. You know exactly that you need to serve God and give him your heart and life.
Amen. Come on, bro.
The gnashing of teeth. You don't hear hell preached on anymore. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It warns of that awful place of torment. My Lord and my God, it's real.
Real.
Yes,
Lord.
Come on, brother.
Come on.
It's real.
The gnashing of teeth means that you're in so much pain that you gnash your own tongue. You grind your teeth. You grind it through eternity. Oh Lord, he's a reach out. I've got to reach out, and God's a calling, and he's a warning every soul to run and escape of the damnation of hell.
Amen.
Yeah.
Come on, girl.
Jesus,
come on, brother.
Glory to God. God have
your
way. Lord have your way.
This ain't new doctrine.
Thank you,
Jesus warned and taught more on hell than he did heaven.
That's right. Come on. Right. Come on, brother. God bless you.
He said, if your eye offends you, he said, it'd be better for you to pluck your eyeball out and to cast it from thee than to have two eyes to go into hell.
Amen. That's right.
Wow.
Lord.
Have your way, Lord.
He said, if thy hand offend thee,
cut it off.
It'd be better for you to cut it off.
Amen.
And to cast it from thee than to be whole and have two hands to be cast into hell.
Holy.
I want to tell you, sinner man, I want to tell you, backslider, you better let loose of this world. You better be let loose of its filthy and lustful entertainments. You better get your eyes sanctified holy. You better be pure in your heart. He said, if your feet, one of your feet would offend you, he said it would be better for you to cut off your feet, one of your feet, than to have two to go into hellfire. It's going to cost you something to walk with Jesus. But you're not ahead. I want to be sold out, Lord. Lord, oh, hey, God. Hallelujah. My mind. Take my mind, Lord. And take my heart, Lord. And take this body, Lord. And make me holy. Will I feel the Lord purge me in the blood? Wash me in the blood, Jesus. Cleanse me of my sin. And forgive me.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
You have no idea the hell, the powers of the hell I fought to get here today.
Come on,
brother. I know why.
Come on.
My legs barely held me up in my house. I felt like I'd fall and collapse to the floor.
Come on.
Glory to God.
It's gone because the devil tried to stop this message.
Hallelujah be to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
In every one of our lives, no matter what age you are, the typical saying is when you get to the age of accountability, somewhere around 12 years of age, that could be even earlier than that.
Yes.
When you come to the knowledge that you're doing wrong, you're living wrong, you're committing sin, you're doing things you should not do, that God ain't pleased with you, somewhere in your life, are you with me? Somewhere in your road of life,
bless him, Lord.
As you're on your way to hell, Jesus will stand right there in your path.
That's right. He will. That's right.
You'll come to your crossroads. Children, I know what I'm talking about.
Bless him, Lord.
Listen. Brother Terry, I had one foot in hell and the other one just slipping in. Barely. Just about took my life. Just about.
Bless him, Lord.
Oh, God.
Come on.
When Jesus reached down, he came right in the middle of my pathway and he stopped. And I came face to face with an old rugged cross. I came face to face with God's Son hanging on the cross. He put an old rugged cross between me and hell. He said, Son, if you go by the cross, if you go by it, there's no help. There's no hope.
Bless him, Lord. Come on, brother.
Thank you, Lord. What does God have to do to open your eyes? What does the Spirit of God yet have to do to get you to surrender your all to Him and give your life to Him? He'll pull on the strings of your heart. The Holy Ghost will follow you to the gates of hell. And Jesus will pull on you. Please don't go by. Don't leave the cross. Don't go in that place. Don't go in there. I'm a pulling on you. Don't go. I love you too much. Raise your hand in the church. I want Jesus today. Yes, my eyes are open. And I know my need for a Savior. We're glory to God for him here.
Have your way here today, Lord. Mighty God, have your way here today, Lord. Bless my brother. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
You're here.
My Lord and my God. You're here. Holy,
holy, holy. You're here, right in God's, within His touch and within His presence. You're in His reach. You're in His reach. Let this be the day that you surrender and say, Jesus, I want what they got. I want what the saints are enjoying. I want that blessed hope they have. I want to be forgiven. I feel it. Holy Lord, everybody in the house, stand with me. Would you just for a minute?
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, have your way.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Holy, holy, holy.
She goes ahead and plays here.
Jesus, have your way. Jesus, deliver my soul.
Jesus told that lawyer one time. He said, what's the greatest commandment? And lawyer said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, and all with all thy strength, and to love thy neighbor as thyself. Jesus said, you told me correctly. Go and do likewise. He told that lawyer that was a sinner. He said, knowing that you said that you know that, you're not far from the kingdom of God. You're this close. You're this close to coming into the kingdom. I'm going to open up this altar right here. How many would like to come right now and say, Brother Tommy, I want that. I want him. Behold the man. Behold the man. Pilate brought Jesus out there dressed in a scarlet robe. A crown of thorns platted up on his head. He said, what shall I do then with Jesus, which is called the Christ? And the multitude of the Jews said, away with him. We don't want him. Away with him. Pilate said, what shall I then do with Jesus? They said, take him and crucify him. I would not want
to have in my heart to do away with Jesus. Come on, let's find a place. Everybody in the house. Everybody in the house. Let's bow on our knees. You got loved ones. You got people you know that's lost. Come on, let's ask God to touch your hearts.
Bless me, God, oh gentle Savior.
Come on, children.
Pray, children, Jesus will take you. Jesus will accept you. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Come unto me, saith the Lord, and I will give him life, and I'll give it to you more abundantly. Call upon me, and I'll answer thee. I shall save thee, saith the Lord.
Thank you.